6:14-13. So just what is clownism, anyway? Note, this blog post was written following the disclosures of the very intrusive and unlawful NSA programs, which were being defended by those who have hidden them from public view. These programs were already suspected of existing, but under the name Echelon. The Parliament of the European Union had claimed the existence of the program after a 2-year investigation into the matter, followed by a written report of findings. Other than that, little or nothing was known of specifics. As soon as a whistleblower by the name of Edward Snowden disclosed documents proving the existence and very extensive and intrusive nature of the program, the criminals who were caught in so many gross violations of our Constitution and international law cried out, "Traitor and espionage," but not a word regarding the unbelievable disregard for law on the part of the perpetrators of these crimes, far too numerous even to count. What a shame they have brought on us and onto our house. No further moral high ground here. I promised myself long ago that I would not begin to get too political on this site. It is, after all, supposed to be about music. But the past several days have pushed me to the point that I find it very hard to keep from at least saying a few things about just what it is that is going on here. I am literally sickened by the persons who claim to be our elected leaders. They really are a bunch of clowns. The more you see of them, the more you can only despair, while wondering where in the world such a group of utterly disgusting, very ugly, and very evil people could have crawled out from all at once. I am reminded over and over again, beginning with George Bush Jr., of the scripture passage in Revelation, wherein it says that the Lord will send strong delusion so that they should follow the beast. The beast is said to be a dragon-like creature with 7 heads and 10 horns, which are said to represent various kings. Without getting too deeply into the interpretations and possible interpretations of this passage, I am here concerned with the part that says strong delusion. I always wondered what that meant. And then I saw this guy who really does look like Alfred E. Newman. What, me worry? From Mad Magazine, who got 2 million so-called quote-unquote Christians to vote for him in his second election, even though the revelations of Abu Ghraib, complete with the very disgusting photos, which proved just how evil and un-American and un-Christian these people really are and were, had become burned into all of our collective minds. Remember, at that time, America doesn't do torture. Oh yeah, they don't? Well, it turns out that all you have to do in order to not do torture is change the definition of the word from what it has always been understood to be into something entirely new and different. Yes, up is down, in is out, and black is white. There you have it, a complete inversion of values and meanings. Your problem is simply that you do not have the magic glasses required for you to see these things, as apparently do the top 1% of the top 1% who, quote-unquote, own 60% of the assets in this country. And you don't think filthy lucre has a terribly corrupting influence? Well, in my book, this makes them a bunch of clowns. Not as in funny clowns, but as in their counterpart, killer clowns. Killer clowns? Yes. Remember the clown in Stephen King's very frightening book and miniseries titled It? Remember John Wayne Gacy, Remember the cult classic movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Yes, murderous, maniacal clowns. So just what is it that makes me call them clowns anyway? Well, let's see. Our president is sworn to uphold the U.S. Constitution and has taken an oath to that effect, on a Bible no less. He is also supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer. But he cannot seek any justice whatsoever from the pack of war criminals which preceded him. No, instead he claims that we must look forward, not backward, and then quickly changes as many laws as possible which made such persons criminally liable by just erasing them as if they never even existed. I am sure all of the criminal defendants who I worked with over the years would have loved to have this done for them in their cases. Yes, don't look back at the nasty, heinous crimes which they so cavalierly commit. It is just too damn inconvenient, you know. So because we, mostly, as in count me out, believed that we had a new type of person and party taking the reins of power, we thought that we could just look the other way as we were told that our brand new president was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. I will never forget the look on my female black neighbor as I spoke with her in congratulatory tones, as she was quick to correct me by saying, "He has done nothing to earn it." Ouch, I remember saying to myself as I found myself forced to concur with her out loud. What a bunch of clowns, I said to myself as I realized that I would never again take such persons seriously. How could I? For I am no clown. But that was lightweight compared to what was coming. Between 2005 and 2007, the FBI complained that mortgage fraud had become so widespread that they did not have the ability to do anything to stop it. This was thanks to numerous Democrats, now Obamaites, who claimed that those calling for rationality and realism hated blacks and were just closet racists, intent on hurting their fellow countrymen and denying them housing. Remember Angelo Mozilla at Countrywide Mortgage and his good buddies, the Senator Chris Dodd and the Congressman Barney Frank, who repeatedly and forcefully assured us that we had it all wrong and that this would all end well for everybody? The FBI wrote a huge report telling everyone just exactly how it is and turned out to be. The Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland repeatedly warned of the ensuing chaos, and even the International Monetary Fund put out a number of dire warnings. Oh, but not to worry, we were all told, because we will all get rich together. How did that one turn out? Another bunch of clowns, or what? So now we are on the verge of a catastrophic and permanent meltdown of our economy, such as has rarely been seen in history. You would think that the people who were responsible for this madness would have been hung from the highest yardarm or run out of town tarred and feathered on a rail, or at least some criminal prosecutions, beginning with those who continued to lie through their teeth all the way up to and through the housing meltdown. But no, remember? We're looking forward, not backward. But to what? I am forced to keep asking myself. Oh, what a coincidence. Those who profited the most from this very destructive debacle were the biggest donors to our current president and many members of Congress. I guess it is a good thing that we were all looking in another direction, presumably because you can't handle the truth, as was so well said by Jack Nicholson in the all-too-real movie A Few Good Men. Hold on, this is about to get a lot better. Remember renditions? That is when you go unlawfully into a foreign country with the intent of kidnapping a person or persons who will be sent to dark sites to be tortured. Subjected to enhanced interrogation, remembering that we don't do torture. So how difficult could this one be anyway? All of the European countries where this took place thought that it was an outrageous criminal act. So much so that the Spanish government, after repeatedly being threatened by this administration as well as its predecessor, nevertheless held a trial, with 7 CIA defendants being tried in absentia and found all 7 guilty, such that they had better never enter that country unless they want to be arrested as soon as it is known that they have arrived. Well, somehow, this set of legal values escaped our current Attorney General, who argued that there was nothing illegal about this, even before being selected for this office. More clownism? Yes, kidnapping in a foreign country for the purpose of torture is just too subtle for this guy and his enablers. Don't try this on your next law exam, because you will get a much-deserved F for that test score. Yes, the same guy who now tells us that we cannot prosecute the huge RICO-style criminal network of banksters because it might have an adverse impact on the economy. Oh, how inconvenient it is for him to do his job. Surely you can appreciate and understand that. Yes, after 9/11, everything did change, but not for the better. Now, it turns out that we have a rogue element who have no regard for centuries, if not millennia, of carefully reasoned and tested law. They have no problem with all of that, because after all, we as Americans are exceptional. And how else can we have full-spectrum dominance without intrusively spying on every single man, woman, and child inside our own borders, anyway? More clownism? Yes. In is out, right is left, up is down, bad is good, and good is most definitely bad. How about treasonous, no less? That's right, aiding and abetting the enemy. Just who is this enemy? As was so well said in the long-running and very popular comic strip Pogo, we have met the enemy, and he is us. Now, I know that I sometimes speak of being my own worst enemy, but treason? Do these people even have any idea what the term means and what the case law has to say about this matter? Apparently not, because if they did, they would see that this is simply wrong and very ignorant. But coming from the mouths of a large number of your pretended leaders? Wow! It is about to get even more ironic. Remember that little ragtag group of losers and clowns calling themselves the base, or in their own language, Al-Qaeda? Now, if nothing else is clear, it should be that they have been declared not just an enemy of our country, but even as an existential threat, no less, to our very existence, such that we are supposed to give up all of our freedoms, including the freedom of thought. So why is it that we gave weapons and an unbelievable amount of military assistance to those who were the top recruiters for Al-Qaeda, living in the highest recruitment area known as Benghazi, as they literally raped Tripoli while destroying the richest country in Africa and plundered the richest man in the world, as we are told it turned out? Well, by the time that the common man on the street figured out that something was amiss, we had already further empowered Al-Qaeda, along with lots of oil revenue and weapons and war material. Aiding and abetting the enemy, anyone? So last night I read that our glorious leader, the meaning of El Duce and Der Fuhrer, by the way, who apparently can do no wrong, has proven to his own mind that Syria has crossed the red line by supposedly using chemical weapons on 100 to 150 persons in some small, remote village out in the middle of nowhere. This being claimed by people whose credibility long ago went out the window with their ridiculous weapons of mass destruction claims. Remember Condoleezza Rice and her mushroom clouds, which Saddam was supposed to bring to your neighborhood soon, along with his aerial drone spraying chemical agents on you? Remember these very same persons assuring us that they knew exactly where these very non-existent weapons are located? Remember George Jr. making a mockery by running around a room on television and looking under a couch as he pretended to be looking for these non-existent weapons? Clownism, anyone? So now it is known beyond any dispute that a large number of the mercenaries being utilized by our country to destabilize a sovereign nation who has done nothing whatsoever to us other than being in the way of our land invasion of Iran. Remember, they are the gateway to Iran, after all. So that we can steal all of that fine Oklahoma crude in the Caspian Sea Basin by our new friends, Al-Qaeda. Many of them from Benghazi, no less. So we have been supplying weapons, advice, training, and war material to Al-Qaeda operatives. Once again, I should add, but because they are such a bunch of inept killer clowns, we are now going to have to go in and do the job for them, just like in Libya. Aiding and abetting the enemy? And this while we continue to suffer under the Patriot Act? Think Adolf Hitler's Enabling Act, year after year? So our clowns think that leaking material regarding numerous high crimes and misdemeanors being committed by these self-same persons, no less, to the press is high treason? While not being able to figure out that aiding and abetting literally our enemy, Al-Qaeda, created by Ronald Reagan while being clandestinely funded by various CIA types and known ever since as the Mujahideen or the Freedom Fighters at that time, is not treason? Yes. Backwards is forwards, and losers are winners, and winners are losers, and clowns are to be taken very seriously, especially the killer type, I should add. But all of that pales in comparison to what I am about to tell you. Our country is the most indebted country in the world. We cannot sell our bonds on the open market, which are required to pay for all of this war and warmongering and spying on ourselves, etc. That is to say, we are grossly and hopelessly insolvent, as in ready for bankruptcy proceedings and inevitable default, which is what currency debasement is, by the way. Yes, we will provide endless quote-unquote liquidity, that is to say, keep creating currency and credit out of thin air on computer screens with nothing whatsoever backing it up. We have millions of foreclosed homes being hidden in what is known as shadow inventory, just waiting to all be forced out into the open and onto the market all at once in a panic. We simply cannot pay our bills, and we owe. Am I the only one who can see that necessaries are becoming more and more expensive by the hour? This is a trend that simply cannot end well. We are sure to see the entire middle class wiped out, Argentina 2002 style, very soon if things continue on this path. So, what do the clowns do about this impending catastrophe anyway? Make more wars, as in perpetual war for perpetual peace. Did I forget war is peace? And I guess the corollary is that peace is war. So, you would think that we would be doing something about this imminent disaster, just as you would be heading to your storm shelter if you saw a tornado bearing down on you. But not if you're just a bunch of clowns. Then you will chase each other around in little fire trucks and honk horns and jump up and down merrily until you are simply wiped off the face of this earth. That's what clowns do. How about the green shoots? Remember that one? Yes, things are just getting better and better. So now the clowns point to the stock market, which is being fueled by the credit being created out of thin air, as an indication that things are just getting better and better. Yes, because the price of stocks are going up along with the price of all of your necessities as a result of monetary inflation, i.e. currency debasement, we are becoming more and more prosperous. Yes, broke is rich. And poverty is just wonderful. For you and me, but of course, but never for the clowns who are causing all of this grossest dislocation and misallocation of resources ever seen in history. Remember the recent auctions in Detroit where they could not even unload the houses for $500 each? While the amount of homeless persons increases by the hour? What's wrong with that picture? Oh, I could go on and on and on, but not without stopping to throw up repeatedly and forcefully. Just go and take a good look at the persons who are doing all of the screaming and yelling about how we need a domestic spy network said to be the envy of the Stasi by a German parliament member just several days ago. For those who never knew or have forgotten, the Stasi were the secret police in East Germany, then under Soviet communist rule. The ones who have your neighbors watching you continuously. The ones who make people disappear. Gee, just like the clowns who rendition people. What a coincidence. As a closing note, I will tell you a story about my visit to St. Petersburg after it was first opened to tourists from the West. I noticed immediately that all of the older people looked at the ground and never looked up at one another. That is to say, everyone was afraid of their own neighbors. It was very chilling to see and watch. But right alongside this was an entirely new and fresh bunch of young persons. They were driving the taxis and selling all kinds of goods to tourists. You would have thought these people were fresh off the boat from my homeland of California. They loved everything about Americans and entrepreneurism and just couldn't get enough information from me on how to be totally cool. Yes, the new generation was standing and walking alongside the older ones who didn't even dare to look up. What a stark contrast. So what is the lesson here? It is that clowns can wreak havoc until they have destroyed everything in their path, just like the locusts in the book of the Old Testament prophet Joel. But only for so long. History is not just against them, it is totally against them. So they can force us to go through a sort of hell on earth for a time, but they altogether lack legitimacy now and forever. And they are totally on the wrong side of history, if ever anyone was. That is, after all, what makes them clowns to begin with? Ignorance, stupidity, and lies, along with a voracious appetite for destruction. I want no part of it. And I expect you, dear reader, also want nothing to do with such behavior. I was encouraged by poll results, which I read about last night. It seems at least 70% of persons under the age of 30 just ain't going for this. Good job, kids. Please do not be clowns, for it is nothing to be proud of. And yes, it is something which history will condemn outright and without equivocation, right along with fascism, once very in vogue, believe it or not, and communism, once very in vogue, believe it or not, and Nazism, once very in vogue, believe it or not. Yes, the clowns will ultimately be condemned by their very own selves and their very own actions, as those looking back will finally be able to say that, yes, clownism was once very in vogue also, believe it or not. So much for American exceptionalism and fake patriotism, the last refuge of scoundrels, and fake religion and fake economics. Yes, because fake means lie, and lie is not truth. No matter how hard these clowns try to persuade you that it is otherwise, I hope all of you young people will rise up against this tyranny and travesty. You are our only hope which we have left. Everyone else is just either too complicit or too clownish to see or care what is happening.